stillness, same, routines, that's actually an illusion that is preventing us as human beings for literally integrating the concept of time coming from a quantum perspective, knowing that time is an illusion. Time only exists on Earth to help our mind comprehend the dimension of creation in this paradigm reality.
Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Please subscribe to my channel and turn on the notification bell so you don't miss any of my new transmissions. Thank you for liking, commenting below and sharing this video. Show us your love.
Bonjour everyone, I am so happy that you're joining me for this episode today. Wherever you're listening, I'm so very grateful for your presence. Today, I will share with you about some observation that I have noticed for a very long time because, you know, I love studying humans. And why do people do what they do? And why do I feel like I do? And do other people also feel the same way? Do you think like that at times? Or is it just me that you think, oh, I feel like this, so everyone must feel the same, only to realize that, actually, it's not that easy to understand. It's like we perceive certain dynamics that are part of the collective, but yet as individual, as unique soul blueprint, we have a different response to this dynamic. And these responses come from our unique embodiment, what we need to learn with each and every new experience arising in our field. So it is always good to study the self and to kind of study others. Of course, we try not to judge when we study others, but it's more like a gathering data. So I will share with you about the data that I have been gathering and what I have observed also in myself around the distortion that we have with the template of abundance and the template of time, and how this literally permeates all areas of our lives to make us believe that, first of all, we are living in scarcity, that we never have enough, and also that we are not enough ourselves. So this has many ripple effects. It is important to realize that abundance is one of the four primal codes. I talk extensively about the four primal codes in most of my videos. You can find it more on my podcast and YouTube and also on my blog post. The four primal codes are love, abundance, freedom, and connection. It means that they are part of the architecture of our souls, but not only that, of all the souls that are present on planet Earth. It means that intrinsically within ourselves, we have the highest level of frequencies available to us when it comes to love, freedom, abundance, and connection. And that every time we feel a disconnect to that, a scarcity around any of these codes, it's because we are out of alignment. So I teach many different ways that we can use to be able to bring ourselves back into alignment. Working with the four primal codes, it's extremely beneficial, very practical, and very effective. So let's isolate the primal code of abundance for the purpose of the transmission today. Abundance is the overarching frequencies that we feel when we have a lot of money flowing in. A lot of humans, they associate abundance with money. But abundance is not only money. Abundance is also felt around love, for example. Do we feel abundant in loving relationships? It means that do we have many people around us in terms of parents and children, family members and friends and a partner that we can share love with and that we receive love from? What about our service on this planet? Do we share from our heart what we are here to be doing? So it's like we are abundant in our service, and therefore we also receive abundance of love coming from others, of course. balance, love also being another primal code, and connection being another primal code. So everything is interwoven always, okay? So we have abundance of money, financial wealth. We have abundance of love, abundance of relationship, and we also have abundance of health. When we feel vibrant, when we have a lot of energy, we feel very abundant with our health. It's like we can just keep going all day long, feeling we have these inner resources, our physical body. It's always there, you know, like a supercharged battery, allowing us to fulfill our heart desires so we can do whatever we want during the day. And then we also have abundance of time. And there, this is one of the most distorted architecture in humanity right now. So abundance is the overarching architecture that has all of these sub-frequencies, if you like, all of these different ways of being manifested in our lives. So at times we can feel abundant in money, but we are not abundant in time. We're always rushing around. We never have time for ourselves. And maybe we're not that abundant in love either. And so that creates misalignment. It means that we're not that happy. There is something that's not quite right with our lives. We're just wondering what's missing, you know? I have maybe like all of this money and my body is very happy, but I would love to have a family. I would love to have someone in my life. And I don't have that. I'm not abundant in love and I don't have like connection on that level. And I never have time for myself. So it is important to take a moment, and you can do that now as listening to this transmission. So why not already apply this now? Where do you feel abundant in your life? And when do you feel scarcity? Do you feel that you have a lot of time for yourself? If yes, how do you feel when you have a lot of time for yourself? Like literally, when you have nothing to do, is there really anyone around you that you know that actually creates time for himself or herself, you know, on the calendar? Like, you know, we book all of our appointments, all the things that we must do, and then we have a huge time slot for maybe 1 day or 2 days of nothing, nothing, literally abundance, we could write it, abundance of time. And it means that we can just go with our own flow, we can just literally experience this breath of fresh air, of having all the time in the world. Do you know anyone that does that? Because I don't know about you, but personally, I don't know anyone who does that. I do that though. I do plan certain days during the month when I have nothing. And I had that literally 2 days ago on Sunday. And that feels like a battery charger because I wake up in the morning and I know that I can just follow my own flow. What I observe is that some people, they get very anxious and very stressed out when they have a lot of time all of a sudden on their hands. They don't know what to do with themselves. That's typical. People who have rushed all their lives, you know, like 9-to-5 job, kids, family, mortgage to pay and so on. And all of a sudden retirement come, like people crumble. Like I'm sure that you have witnessed that around you. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your uncles, maybe it's your grandparents. Maybe it's just, you know, parents or friends. They feel lost. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day and she was saying that her mom never worked. She stopped working to raise her and her siblings. And now that have all left the nest, they are all over 20. And her mom has kept as busy and even busier as ever. Like every day she's rushing, doing 1,000 things. But actually, none of these things are fulfilling to her. She doesn't really exercise much. She doesn't change her diet. She doesn't change her routine. She's just like volunteering here, volunteering there. But she doesn't even do that with an open heart. She moans about it. She complains about it. She's never happy. And she's like, and you know, something really interesting happened is that for the very first time, her Mondays became available because her own mother that she was looking after every Monday went to spend a couple of weeks in another country with like basically my friend's uncle, so that woman's son. And all of a sudden, my friend's mom was devastated. She was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my Mondays? I have no idea. I don't know what to do. And it's to the extent that she would literally go in anxiety mode. And as I was chatting that with my friend, we came to realize that there are so many people like that. And that's really an extreme example, right? But this is why extreme examples around us can sometimes give us a light bulb around things that we are doing that we might not observe, but we are going into the direction. And as we were having that conversation, I was like, huh, it's interesting because I totally can relate to that thing, even though I don't go to that extent. Because if I go into like really intense working mode, because the momentum is there, and exactly what's been happening for me in the last month and a half, or like 2 months, all of a sudden, many, many things in many areas of my life, mostly work, like bam, started opening up new project, you know, creation of my non-profit, my spiritual ministry, starting dating, you know, all of these things, like I want to travel, so starting to organize events overseas. You know. And so I was finding myself being very excited and being more and more and more busy, but I choose that consciously. I love it. It's my purpose. It's my mission. And when momentum is there, and I don't consider it as working hard because I've got really good health and my mind is in there, my heart is in there. So it's like it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. And then I started to realize that it became automatic pilot. And during the weekends, I was starting to plan more things. I'm going to see these people. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go, you know, like to do this, 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 and that. And then after a couple of weeks, I started feeling really overwhelmed. And here's the interesting is that the fact is that I knew that before now, so like years ago, I had a burnout because it took me like over a year and a half to realize I was in that motion. For some people, before burnout hits, they have to burn themselves out, literally down, for years onwards until literally the physical body and the mind snap because that's too much, you cannot take it. And here I was going in that automated, being overly busy mode again, without being conscious. And after a couple of weeks, I catch myself because that was, of course, coming into perfect synchronicity with a conversation with my friend because there is no hazard, you know, everything always happens for a reason. And as I was having that conversation, I was like, oh my God, I'm going into that direction again. So I need to be able to slow down and to create time for myself. And all of a sudden, my mind was like, but I can't. You know, I don't like literally look at my calendar. I'm so busy. I can't find any time for myself. And this is where, because I've been doing this for a long time and I'm really conscious about my different processes, I was like, ooh, that's an alarm bell there. It's like, ooh, like overwhelmed anxiety mode are really starting to cripple in. Red alert, Sandrine, do something about it. And the resistance in my human, the resistance for slowing down, the resistance for taking time, the resistance to create in my calendar this one day that I needed for myself. And I was like, oh, so I started just creating little slots until I had this weekend that just passed. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have the Sunday. And on the Saturday, I'm just going to have a photo shoot, but then I'm going to see friends and I'm going to do all these things. Ended up that my body was so exhausted from doing so much that on Wednesday, as soon as my daughters went to their dad, I felt complete exhaustion rushing in. So I had to sleep so much. I was having so many cosmic surgery performed as well for the previous weeks, because I'm downloading massive content at the moment, that I needed integration chamber. So I spent a lot of time in meditation. I spent a lot of time recharging my batteries. I literally could not create content. I could barely write an email. It's like my system was like, no, we're just going to, you know, stop you right here, right now for this 5-day period, actually, because you need it, because you've been going crazy for over a month and a half, literally go, 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 go. And a month and a half is not that much, right? But the more we are conscious about our own nervous system, about how we use time, how anxious we get when we are too busy, or when all of a sudden we have this. So because, yeah, here is what happened. So I was not able to really relax during these 5 days. So from last Wednesday, when I started going into exhaustion mode, it was like, oh my God, I've got so much to do. I'm not supposed to relax right now. I have my Sunday, blah, blah, blah. But I had to completely surrender because nothing, I was not able to create anything. And what happened is that on the Saturday, the only social thing I had planned got canceled because my friend got sick, so I had to stay home. So every single day of the week, I went to bed, no kidding, at 8 o'clock, sleeping. I was sleeping at 8 o'clock, and on the Sunday, I just spent the whole day working on recording content and on just staying at home, you know, not doing much, because recording content was flowing. I was so happy that it was bringing back in my vortex, but I could feel my energy shifting drastically. But what I observed during this time is that I was having really strong resistances. It's like my human was having very strong resistances into letting go, into saying don't do anything and so on. And I had been in that position so often. I was like, how can this resistance still be there when I have worked on this? It's because it is always something coming back. It's like life is never completely straightforward. There are always waves, always oscillation. It's like breath, you know, inhale and exhale, or the breath of God, like creation. It's always like that. So stillness, same, routines, that's actually an illusion that is preventing us as human beings for literally integrating the concept of time coming from a quantum perspective, knowing that time is an illusion. Time only exists on Earth to help our mind comprehend the dimension of creation in this paradigm reality. Time on a quantum level is observed from the lens of space, being present in different spaces, not through time. And that's a bit more advanced teaching, and this is what I will be sharing during my free 3-day challenge starting on the 20th of June, so next week. And that will be culminating with a free bonus masterclass, usually worth $111, but now I will give that for free. And so this 3-day challenge followed by a masterclass is really going to take us in the depth of understanding time from a quantum perspective, so we can have the abundance of time present in our field, so deeply anchored in our consciousness, so clearly present that we can navigate linearity with greater ease and mastery. So it means that instead of waiting for months or years to have a little light bulb or to know what to do, to change, to have more alignment with the self, find greater level of happiness, it means that maybe it's going to take a week, maybe it's going to take 2 weeks, maybe it's going to take a month, but not much more than that. So we can, you know, ride the waves of life with greater ease and mastery. Because we are not here to be trapped in any ways, because freedom, remember, it's also a primal code. We are here to reclaim our freedom, to reclaim our abundance, to feel connected, to feel love all the time. And we do that by being free. Do you think that the matrix system of enslavement plaguing humanity at the moment, of saying you must work hard every single day of your life and pay this huge mortgage and do all of these things so you're a good boy, you good girl, I like, fuck that. Do you think that we were really born to live like this? That's a slave. And we are, unfortunately, living in a enslavement templates through this matrix system. But you know what? That's all right, because we are freaking gods and goddesses. So we can reclaim this power and say, this is not what I want. And when we know what we don't want, we can move away from that and we can know where to go from. We can say, this is what I want. And what I want is to be a free being, knowing how I can connect to my soul, understand more of who I am and what I came here to be, simply to live a nice life. I don't need to have to do all of these things to be apparently successful. You know, success is waking up every single day and feeling proud of the self, feeling happy, feeling excited with the day. That is success. Yes? So it is very important to be able to record ourselves with the true, pure architectures of the divine consciousness that we are. And this is what I teach. This is all that I specialize in. This is what I study in myself, what I study in others. This is what my soul has been studying on earth for eons, because I have always been here studying, learning, so I can share today and for many lifetimes to come about all of this. So I would love to invite you to join so you can become a conscious creator of your reality, so you can reclaim who you are as a free being, not enslaved by any matrix of time, of work, of scarcity, money, of lack of love, of bad health, and so on. Please join me. I will put the link in the description below, and it would be so awesome to see you. I have many gifts because I love giving, and so I will have many gifts from my coded libraries, from short transmission to an online course to an amazing scholarship worth $12,000 for my new program starting in July called Soul Alignment. It's a live program, 5 months transformational journey, and I would be so honored to serve you during this challenge and maybe further during other transmission. I send you lots of love, and I will see you next time. Bye.